It is a Monday, June 12th, and it's time for our Did You Know show for today, as the intro obviously brought you in right here. We have Cody Felicia here with us again, and myself, Noah Cassidy. And Cody, go ahead and kick us off.
Okay, so I love this one. A British teen changed his name to Captain Fantastic, faster than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, Hulk, and The Flash combined. And it's true, a British teenager
changed his name to
that.
Now.
That's his actual legal name now.
You said teenager, so imagine he's still in school.
I mean, you know, I should have looked that part up. I would love to know how old this guy is. I should have done that.
I wonder. I mean, I guess technically 18, 19, you're still a teenager.
Yeah, and then 20 hits, and then the ball just keeps rolling
down. Yeah, we're just going to ignore numbers.
Yeah, they don't matter today or any day.
it doesn't matter. That's pretty crazy. That's a long name right there.
I thought it was really
I wonder what he goes by for short. Does he go by, like, one individual, his favorite one of those superheroes, I guess, for his short name?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I wonder what this dude's nickname is. I would love to know.
Marvel. His nickname is Marvel.
You're so right. Marvel. We're going to call him the British teen that changed his name to all the Marvel characters.
What
do you have, Noah?
So, I found this kind of intriguing. Did you know that salt was once a currency?
I did actually know that.
I did not.
I actually did know that on the Did You Know
show. No clue. So
tell me about it.
Apparently, salt's been long treasured as a resource both for flavoring meals and keeping meat and fish fresh back then, especially before refrigerators were a thing. And so Roman soldiers, they were actually reported to be paid in rations of salt. And they call this salarium.
Now, I didn't know that part. That's really cool.
So that's where the R word salary comes from. The original is salarium, which is almost like sodium also, which is salt. So that's kind of crazy. So they call it salarium, and they would each get amount of salt, and that's how they got paid in the Roman army. Also, in the Middle Ages, it was frequently featured the exchange of large bricks of the mineral of this salt. And in recent research indicated that the Mayans, the South and Central American Mayan tribes, that they actually used that as money as well 2,500 years ago. So it suggests that mankind's salty cravings are possibly older and more powerful than just is the desire to accumulate wealth.
So that is
the
very
flavor
interesting.
And the salt is deeply ingrained.
I was gonna say it's really in there.
Yeah, not just in our food, but also addiction.
Yes.
The needing of money.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. One of my grandmothers, they are the ones that taught me salt. You need salt for everything.
Yeah, just
cooking,
put something
keeping
in there,
things nice. Cleaning. Salt does everything. There's so many uses for it, and I think it's amazing.
So apparently, salt was used to, you know, go down to the market, I guess, and flick them a salt coin.
I like that. Bags of salt.
Bags of salt.
I love it. Bricks and bags of salt.
You got
I'm a rich man.
I'm a rich man. Got all that salt.
Okay, you ready? Let's see. The cheesiest pizza ever was topped with 154 varieties of cheese.
150. I actually kind of want to try that. I love cheese.
I mean, I
That's
do too.
A lot
I do
of cheese.
Too. I'm obsessed with cheese. I'm a cheese freak. The more cheesy, the better.
That's a lot
and
of
I thought,
cheese, though.
154 varieties of cheese. Not even our local Italian restaurant can achieve our dream of that.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, all right, there you go. If you want a really awesome cheese pizza, go find whoever did that, because that's probably pretty good.
And then tell us about it.
Yeah, and then bring me some while you're at it, if you don't mind. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show today, 2:45. We'll see you again tomorrow.